And I never expected it to go this well. But I think that looking back and reflecting, there are a lot of things that I had put in place to set myself up for success. And I still use these same principles today whenever I'm creating a course or an offer or launching something. And it seems to work well for me. And I've also done it with our students, and they've gotten incredible results too.
Welcome to Swift Coaches Academy, a podcast dedicated to bringing health and wellness professionals the uncensored truth behind what it really takes to succeed in the health industry with me, your host, Xenia Wood. As an accredited exercise physiologist and business owner for almost a decade, I'm on a mission to transform the lives of ambitious health professionals like you who want more and are ready to take action to create incredible impact in your careers and unlock financial freedom in your business. So join me as I speak candidly with industry leaders about the struggles and successes from within the trenches through thought-provoking conversations.
Welcome back to another Swift Coaches Academy podcast episode. Wanted to start with a little life update and start doing this a little bit more regularly because I know that I can talk all day about business, but sometimes it's nice to hear what else is going on outside of that and I guess get a bit of a more complete picture of what I do. So a fair bit's happened since I recorded my last podcast episode. I did my first ever keynote speech. And so that was as a paid speaker for International Women's Day, which was pretty freaking cool. They asked me to basically speak about myself as an inspiring woman. So just to even have someone recognize and ask me to do that is really feels really good. It feels like it's it was a hard push. I definitely had not sleepless nights, but I spent a lot of time really trying to make sure that I was perfecting this and craft it specifically for the people who I was speaking to. And I got really, really great feedback. So I'm a drama kid at heart. I've been doing that, did drama, teaching drama for like a decade or more when I was at school. And actually, I don't know if you guys know, but if I wasn't going to do exercise physiology, turned business coaching, my other path was going to be acting. So the stage is my second home. So being on podcasts or videos and whatnot is, I guess, my natural place to be. So I love doing this sort of stuff as well. So that was really, really cool. And then also I finished the first round of the CrossFit Open for the first time ever. I joined CrossFit about 6 months ago, and the three workouts came out and I completed all of them. And for someone who has not done CrossFit before, obviously I've been in the gym and working out for a decade and I've done weights training and Olympic lifting and gymnastics and all the elements of CrossFit, but never actually CrossFit. And my cardiovascular training is non-existent unless it's going to be basically forced upon me in a group setting like CrossFit, which is why I decided to go down that rabbit hole, because we know how important that is, but there was next to no chance of me doing that on my own. And I really loved the environment of CrossFit. And then completing the Open was more like a personal challenge for me. And I actually completed the RX version, which is like the what all the actual elite athletes do, but they just do it a lot faster or complete a lot more reps than I did. But for me to actually complete the workouts at the weights prescribed was something that I'm super proud of. Feeling a little sorry for myself at the moment because the last workout had, it was 10 chest to bar pull-ups and 10 thrusters. So like a pulling the bar up into a front squat, doing a front squat and then pressing overhead. And with the chest to bar pull-ups, I was really trying to pull quite hard. I even had the grips on my hands and I still tore my hands. There was blood everywhere. So that was not so fun, but I'm really proud of myself for completing those workouts recently. Into what we're going to talk about today. So I wanted to dive into something that I did four or five years ago now. And this was creating my first ever course. And what I wanted to talk to you about today is how I made $61,900. So $61,900 with my first ever group launch of a program or a course. And the things that I did to achieve that, because I obviously had a fair few things that I wanted to do with this, and I never expected it to go this well. But I think that looking back and reflecting, there are a lot of things that I had put in place to set myself up for success. And I still use these same principles today whenever I'm creating a course or an offer or launching something. And it seems to work well for me. And I've also done it with our students, and they've gotten incredible results too, in terms of 5K for their first launch or a new program and offering, things like that. And for a sole trader, that's a pretty incredible thing to then now be scaling your time through something like a course or an offering. So firstly, what this course was, and we still have this in existence today, it is our educational mentorship, or the Education Academy. And so this was a 26-week program that I created with the knowledge and the understanding that as exercise professionals, whether it be ex-phys or PT or physios, we often sort of finish our initial formal training, get our qualifications, and go, shit, I actually don't really know what to do. I don't feel like I got the biomechanics, I got the anatomy in the courses, like I had to do those, but I didn't feel like anyone actually put it together in like one place where you could draw on all these things and then create a program or understand how the anatomy impacts the biomechanics, impacts the assessment of the rehab, and then integrate it into a program. So if you are interested in that program, then I'll drop a link in the show notes for you to have a look at. But today we're going to talk about the business side of it and how I got almost $62,000 with this first ever launch that I did of the Exercise Education Academy. So what I did first is I understood really, really deeply the problem that I was trying to solve. And the problem was a lot of newer grads or people who've been in the industry for a couple of years are struggling with the ability to link everything together and have support ongoing. At this stage, I was really frustrated with the fact that there are so many weekend courses where you can never get to talk to the lecturer again and ask them questions afterwards. And there was no ongoing support. I was also really frustrated with the fact that there were a lot of DIY courses and there was no interaction with the lecturer or whoever created the course content. I was also frustrated with the fact that most of it was really impractical and it was just sort of literally lecturing at you. It didn't have the practical pieces. There was less ability to go away, learn it, think about it, put it in a program, come back, have questions, go through it, and then rinse and repeat, do that again, whilst learning a ton of new content along the way and adding and layering that on top. So first thing I did was figure out that that was the problem that I wanted to solve. And the reason it was easy for me to identify that, and the people I think do the best when they're creating offers or whatnot, is typically if they were that client 3 to 5 years earlier. So that was me when I was a new grad being like, I don't know what's going on and I don't know how to do this and I'm struggling with these things. And then I went the hard way and went and like just rote learn all this anatomy and then realize that we don't have to rote learn it if we understand some key principles, which I teach. So it was really understanding the problem that I was solving and who I was solving it for. So who my target market was. So it was exercise professionals who had a qualification and were currently working with clients. So this is applicable to employees, it's applicable to sole traders, it's applicable to business owners who all have exercise clients and work in a gym-based setting. So really, really clear around the problem I solve and who I was solving this problem for, which did happen to be me about 5 years, 6 years before that was me in that boat. I would have loved something like that. And I think we understand our clientele best when we were them or when we have a ton of reps on the board. So let's say that you're a rehab professional and you've never torn an ACL, but you've specialized in ACLs, then obviously you would have a fair amount of knowledge around that to be able to put something together and know the key problems that these people face and know what the next problem is that they face. So let's say they did their ACL, it's all good. The next problem is probably returning to sport or improving sports performance or whatever it is for the sport that they maybe got injured in originally. Alrighty. The next thing is, and I think this one is huge and it is missed by so many people. I don't know if you guys know, but I do business mentoring outside of Swift Coaches Academy for another business coach. And with that, it's more general business coaching. So it's not just exercise professionals. It's for service-based industry, it's for product-based, e-com, whatever. And so through that, I've had a couple of people in the last week alone who've told me that they've spent upwards of $75,000 on like product development or trying to figure out and create patents and things for products. And the reason that I'm telling you this is because both of these two people that I spoke to, one, it was 75K, the other, it was like 100K invested in this thing, that their product that they're trying to launch, is that they actually hadn't tested whether the market wanted it. They thought they saw a need and they're like, oh, I would want that. So people would want that. But the key piece that is missing is actually having people either register their interest or put their money where their mouth is or have some sort of gauge as to, are people actually going to want to buy this if you put, you know, thousands of dollars into patenting a product or into even just creating an online course, whatever it is. I think it's really important that we make sure that there is a market for it, not just we believe, but we go out there, we start talking to people. And so before I created the Education Academy, I had a lot of conversations with exercise professionals, with what their frustrations are, what's missing, what's going on. And then I actually, like, I guess, soft launched or like tested with my audience, just asking questions in terms of, you know, what do you think is lacking in your professional development right now? Or, you know, what do you struggle with? Do you struggle with anatomy? Do you struggle with programming? Like, what areas, what do you want to learn? All these sorts of things. Just gathering information is a really, really key part that can save you thousands of dollars and a ton of time if you think that whatever you're going to put out into the world is going to be super, super valuable. And then everyone says, no, I don't want that, or I don't need that, or it's not important enough to me. Then you can go, okay, and instead of being married to the idea of this thing has to go out into the world, you can be married to the idea of helping a certain group of people. And if that group of people needs something slightly different to what you thought they needed, then it's about finding what they need and finding a gap in the market. Because if we create something that we love, but no one buys it, then it's a cool thing that's a hobby that we created potentially, but it is not a business because it's not turning over revenue and ideally making us profit. So we want to test it with our audience. That can be something like a survey. It can be talking to people. It can be asking them to join a waitlist or put their email somewhere so that when it does drop, they can be the first to know. I think that's one of the easiest ways to do this so that you can gauge interest. And if nobody puts their numbers, their details down, nobody wants to even hear about it, then that can be a pretty good indicator that this might not be right. Obviously, you want to make sure that you're getting that in front of your ideal clients. If you're just throwing it out to anyone and maybe only 10% of the people who see it are your ideal clients, you probably want to have a bigger subset or population to be able to gauge that off of. Okay. And I did this because I had, at the time, I think I had 6,000-7,000 Instagram followers on Swift Movement Academy, which is where I pitched it. And most of them were exercise professionals. So because of the way I'd been talking on the platform, a lot of people were coaches and I'd been educating for a long time. So I'd built up a bit of an audience and people were quite engaged. So when I said, hey, would you be interested in this? So many people said, oh my God, yes, please. That sounds amazing. So this is not me telling them a price. This is not me going through like sales. This is just me saying, hey, if I did this, would you be interested? And that would be a first step before going and creating it. The next thing that I did to make $61,900 with my first group offer is market it before it was created. Now, I'm going to harp on about this one for a little hot minute because of the fact that I see so many people who get stuck with this and they go, I have to create it. It has to be done. It has to be completed before I can go and like market it or sell it and things like that. And I promise you, I have spoken to so many super successful business owners and people who created courses and launched them. And the ones who always do this the best will market it and sell it before it's created. And so what that looks like is having like, sure, it's not just an idea in your head and you go, I'm going to sell it. But having a skeleton framework, it doesn't have to be huge, doesn't have to have a lot on it, but understanding who it's for, what problem you solve, how you solve that, and being like, I guess, a little bit broad or high level with how you solve it. So it could be through exercise rehab for 12 weeks. That could be how you solve it, but not going into the nitty gritty details of like these exercises or these sessions or things like that. And having that together and then understanding the key outcomes for it. So the key outcomes for the problem that you solve could be you are with the exercise program, it was become confident as fuck in your exercise skills. And so that was one of the key outcomes, right? And if you have key outcomes, that's what people are looking for. People first, before they want to know all the T's and C's, they want to know, is this going to get me the outcome that I'm looking for? So I think that that's really important as well. So I'm just going to go over those four so far again, because I realize that's probably a lot. You may want to jot these down as well. So the first thing is knowing what problem you solve. Second thing for a group offer is knowing who you're solving it for. What's your target market? Then it is testing it with your audience or an audience of your target market and seeing if they are interested in it. And then the fourth one is marketing and selling it before it's created by creating that skeleton framework first. And then when we're talking about marketing and selling it, this is like a 6 week, potentially 2 month process. 4 weeks is probably like the minimum that I would do for this, because the idea would be that you book people in to run sales calls or discovery calls, whatever you want to call them, to actually enroll them into the course, have them actually put money down like a deposit or pay up front or whatever it is, so that they are locked in and then you can go and create the program. Because if you get on these calls, or if no one gets on a call with you and you've created all of this content, you have an incredible program there, but no one to give it to, right? So the purpose of this is making sure you're not wasting your time or effort up front by going and creating this incredible course that no one purchases. And then, you know, you could have probably seen more one-on-one clients, or you could have done something else or done a different course or offer and whatnot. So it's really, really important. And I'm going to stress this, you need to sell it before you create it. When we think about this from an exercise perspective, if you had someone who was about to start working with you and she was pregnant, 6 months pregnant, and she, maybe not 6 months, let's say that she's just found out she's pregnant, she's 6 weeks pregnant, and she's also got an MCL tear and like shoulder bursitis, right? Comes to you with that. You are not going to go and create a full 9 month or 8 month program for her in all the way in the lead up until she gives birth before the first session. You are going to build it bit by bit, and you are going to iterate it. You are going to change it based on that one individual. Just because we then transition it into a group setting doesn't make it any different. And the reason for that is because when you are creating this, you only need to be, I recommend, 2 weeks ahead. I did try this, and during this first ever launch, I was only like 3 days ahead. So I was really, really cutting it fine. And I think I got like gastro halfway through, and I had to push the course back by a week because I didn't have that content created. So that's a little hot tip that I wouldn't recommend. But outside of that, you only need to be a couple of weeks ahead at all times so that you can continue to create the content for the people inside the course. Now, I know some people are probably thinking, but I don't, it's going to take me so much longer and I have to have it perfect. You absolutely do not. The knowledge that you have in your area of expertise right now in your head, I guarantee you, if you created that into a program, let's say I have a client, business client right now, and she specializes in PCOS, hormone management through exercise, nutrition, mindset, okay? So let's say that she wanted to create this course or this program. All she would need to do is have a couple of weeks in advance. And I guarantee you, even if she had no content, all of the knowledge in her head that she has, if she was to do group live Zoom calls, even once a week, she would be able to give far more value than what she will be charging for that group coaching. So everything above and beyond that is incredible. It's a bonus. We want to make sure that we're giving them tons of value. And I say this to help people move forward and break through some of those potentially beliefs that are limiting you, that are holding you back from just fucking doing the thing that you have talked about for so long that you want to do, which is creating, in this case, creating an offer, creating a group program, something that's more scalable for you. Otherwise, you will still be stuck in the one-on-one. You will still be stuck on the hamster wheel and you won't get out of it because you keep thinking, I have to have the whole course created. I have to hold, and there's no incentive for you to have the course created other than you want it. But if you had an enhanced incentive in the fact that people had actually paid you money, put down deposits, and you had committed to those people, you would absolutely get it done. I promise you this. And that is why you get all the shit done for your one-on-one clients, because they rock up to the session and they're there expecting you to run a session. And because they have paid for it, then you obviously show up and you have everything ready. And I think that the thing that's holding so many people back from creating their first group offer is the fact that there's no real incentive to do it other than you want to. And so for me, another thing with creating this group offer is I told people about it. After I got and tested the market and asked those questions, I was like, right, this is when I'm doing it and this is what I'm doing and this is the date. And so actually just putting that out and projecting that into the world and saying, this is what's happening, whether that's on your social media or an email blast or whatever it is, but that can be so, so incredibly important and impactful if you are, you know that you're going to be someone with integrity who's going to move forward with what you've said that you wanted to do, so that you can actually move forward with this. Because I guarantee you, if you did half of what you expect of yourself in creating something like a group offer and just delivered over and above and went out of your way during the deliverable phase, meaning like during when the course is actually running, then you will be helping people so much in your area of expertise. And I think that that is the thing that we need to come back to, because your first iteration is never going to be your best. The first Apple iPhone, we look back at now and we would laugh at it. But had that first iteration not been invented, we wouldn't have an Apple iPhone 15, right? So it's okay to start with your first iteration and know that you're not going to charge thousands and thousands of dollars for the very first time you do something, just like you didn't for your first one-on-one, and hopefully you've raised your prices over time. So hopefully that's giving you some inspiration and some incentive to get your offer out into the world. I would also like to mention that this doesn't have to be, it can be a group offer, but the idea here is to make it scalable for you. So this could be something that is what we call in course land evergreen, which is probably what most people are doing with their coaching services, where you will bring someone into work with you at any stage. You don't have like doors closed, doors open. You don't only allow people in at a certain time. If you have space, you'll take them on. So with a course or with an offer, you can still do it this way and have an evergreen opening. But with an offer, you might add a couple of bonuses or other things to that for that time period. So just to recap, how I made $61,900 with my first ever course launch offer of the Education Academy. The things that I did that I recommend all my students doing are these. Figure out what problem you solve, number one. Number two, figure out who you solve it for. Number three, test it with that audience to see if it's something that they are interested in and would potentially buy. Number four, market and sell it before you have created the whole thing. You just need a skeleton framework. Okay. And last but not least, tell people about it. Just put it out there into the world. Pick a date far enough in advance that you know that you're going to get it done and just go for it. Because the things that hold us back in our business 99% of the time is us. And so we need to step forward and move out of our own way to be able to create the impact that we want in the world. And I believe that if we incentivize that by, have that reinforcement, maybe that's not the right word either. But basically, if we tell people about it, then that's going to encourage us to take action so that we're in alignment with what we've said. I hope that's helped you today. I would love to hear about anyone who is starting a course or an offer, launching that. Any questions that you have, you can always DM me on the gram. Otherwise, until next time, move swiftly. I have a tiny favor to ask of you, and that is to just hit that subscribe button if you have not done it yet. If you've made it this far, then I hope that this has been valuable for you and for us to get more incredible guests in front of your earlobes and faces. If you're watching us on YouTube, then please do that now. And if you have any feedback or suggestions for me or something that was a golden nugget that really stood out to you in this episode, I would absolutely love if you flicked me a message over on Instagram at Xenia Wood Official. Until next episode, and in whatever you do, move swiftly.